This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, July 30th. God's word to you today is the source. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 3, verses 2 and 14, and it says, "Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. God replied to Moses, 'I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you.'" God knew Moses was going to ask for his name, and God was ready to answer the question. God knows our hearts even before we speak. In fact, the entire burning bush scenario was set up to answer Moses' question. God revealed himself by fire, but the intriguing thing is that the bush was not getting consumed, even though the fire was flaring. This was the very thing that caught Moses' attention. What is the relevance of this entire part of the story? By that action, God was making a statement that he does not need anything to stay alive. I am who I am. God is all sufficient. He does not need fuel to keep a fire burning. Neither does he need the bush to keep him alive. In other words, God can be on the bush and not consume it because the bush isn't his source. God is the source. That is big. Because when you understand that, it puts you at rest and gives you peace. He is all-sufficient. Everything else on earth is dependent on him. Human beings are dependent on oxygen. If you think you are not, then close your nostrils and your mouth, but keep your eyes open. Your eyes will most likely close on their own. Plants are dependent upon their environment. Businesses are dependent upon customers. The government is dependent on the people. But God isn't dependent upon anybody. He is the great I am. This is just totally awesome. And guess what? Jesus is God revealed. Colossians 1:15 says, "Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation." God's mirror image is Jesus. Some people love him. And some people hate him, but it really does not matter because nobody can avoid him. The time is coming when everybody will bow to Jesus. Whether you bow willingly now or you bow forcefully then, everybody will bow. Every knee will bow to him. I will bow. You will bow. Our parents will bow. Fela will bow. Abacha will bow. Obama will bow. The Queen of England will bow. Believe it or not, everybody, dead and alive, will bow. Every knee will bow to Jesus. Isn't Jesus awesome? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I adore you, King of all creation, and I joyfully bow before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.